Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by the American Heart Association. Right now, in elementaries across the U.S., they're actually jump roping for heart. It's a great way for them to learn how important it is to take care of your heart, stay healthy and active, and donate to an important cause. Jump Rope for Heart is actually by the American Heart Association, and what I've done is I set up a link to my daughter's webpage where you can actually donate. So go to otrwesterns.com/jump, just kind of make it easy for you, and donate. Anything you donate will actually, I will match that in a member's donation. So what we're going to do is if you donate $100, I will give you a lifetime membership to otrwesterns.com. So which includes a special episode every week, and starting next week, every episode of Gunsmoke will have a script and it will be included. So go to otrwesterns.com/jump for more information. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates December 30th, 1940, and the title is Silver to the Rescue. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
For the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Prospectors who came to California during the Rush of 49 turned to other means of livelihood when their search for gold was unsuccessful. Among them were trappers who set their snares and deadfalls in the high Sierras. But these same mountains gave shelter to bands of outlaws. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for law and order that the mountain country became safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Sacramento! It's going to be trouble! Come on, Silver! Away!
Horsemen rode along a high, snow-covered trail cutting through the heavily wooded slopes of the Sierras. They wore blanket coats against the cold. One was an Indian, but no one could mistake the other man's mount or fail to notice the mask he wore.
It's plenty cold, Kimus Harvey.
The snow's deep, Tonto. Make certain Scout doesn't lose his footing.
Snow heap high. Cover trail.
New champ has a cabin up here someplace, Tonto. We should come to it soon.
Him good man?
Yes. He's a fur trapper. Careful of that tree. He might might be swept off your horse.
See him.
The trees are getting thicker.
You look for something?
There might be traps underfoot, buried in the snow. We've got to... Tonto, look out.
Huh?
Back, get back!
You shout just in time.
That falling tree missed you by an eyelash, Tonto.
Tonto almost had an accident.
No, that was no accident. That was a deadfall.
Huh?
That tree was balanced, ready to fall when anyone passing along this trail hit that concealed cord. See it?
Not right.
Someone must be ready.
Where did that come from?
Just set your horses and don't move, or the next shot might go into your backs.
Him behind us. No, Tonto. We could beat him to the draw, but don't reach for your guns. We'll see what he wants.
You're being smart, mister, not to make no gunplay. And I don't figure you could beat me to the draw, neither.
You set that deadfall?
I'm mighty near smashing you, didn't it?
Who are you? Why are you waiting here in ambush?
Easy there. I'm the one to ask the questions. I just turned them horses around so I can see what you look like. Easy, not too fast.
Well?
Masked man, huh? A masked man and an Indian. So you're the sneaking hombres that have been robbing my traps, huh?
Tonto and I just came here.
Yeah, well, supposing I don't believe you.
We haven't touched your furs.
Somebody's been at them. If you ain't after furs, then what are you doing here in the Sierras? Answer me that.
We're looking for a trapper.
Yeah, sure. What's his name?
Duchamp.
Ain't no... Duchamp? You said you...
Duchamp. You know him?
Mister, that's me. I'm Duchamp. What in tarnation you want with me?
Well, first of all, I want
your gun.
Now,
oh,
that's it. Here, Tonto, you hold his gun.
Me got it.
He can get up now, Duchamp.
Doggone me for a local fool. You said my name and was that surprised I dropped the muzzle of my gun on me like a catamount. Now I know you're crooked.
So where's your cabin?
I ain't telling you that. You slick crooks. First you rob my fur traps and you outsmart me.
Now, that's enough. We're going to have a talk with you. We're going to talk in your cabin. Now move.
For years I've been working. I built this cabin, spending all my time up here in the fur country trying to get steak to get married.
Tonto and I came from Sacramento.
Yeah. And you say Sally Benson told you about me?
When we were on the outskirts of town, we saw a horse pulled up lame beside the road.
Woman, she stands side road.
Sally, huh? She's told you she'd run after some maverick that was selling furs at the store?
She said they were your furs, Duchamp. She recognized the mark you cut into the ear of the pelt.
Oh, I guess I come mighty near doing you and the engine a bad turn, mister. You come all the way up here to help me out and I almost...
Forget that.
Who was the stealing rat? Sally must have recognized him.
It was dark. She didn't get a good look at him.
Them stolen furs would have brought me plenty. They was prime skins.
You have no idea who it could be?
Nary a one.
Other trappers?
Well, how can I tell, mister? There's a couple up here hunting and trapping like me, but they're spread out from here to the Madras.
We find time we trail robber, huh?
Sure, but I tried that, Injun. I done all right for a ways until I...
Snow?
Blizzards. They come frequent up here. Snow's so thick the trail is gone in no time. Once I almost got my foot caught in a bear trap. I've been done for, except when I seen it in time.
What's that?
That horse.
Hey, outside the cabin. Maybe it's your horse, mister. That big white stallion.
No, that's not Silver. Get out of line with the door, Duchamp.
Huh?
Now, take a look. Get over to one side so the fire won't show you.
You watch out, Kimasabi.
Stand back. I've got my gun.
See anything, mister?
Just a horse without a rider. Now get him.
You watch.
It's all right, Tonto. There's no sign of anyone. Here, boy. Here. Here, boy. Tonto, take those reins.
Horse pretty scared.
Yeah, I've got him. Steady, boy, steady. We're not going to hurt you.
We're a rider.
And nothing's happened to this horse, Tonto. No signs of shooting or anything like that. It...
What matter?
Look, Kimasabi, on the saddle cloth. Those initials.
Me see him.
Does this horse look familiar, Tonto?
You see him before.
Yes. Yes, we have.
I see you got him, mister. Wonder whose horse it is.
No need to worry. Just broke loose someplace.
I don't see no broken halter.
Well, it's not your problem. Here, Tonto.
Me take horse.
Head him down the trail and let him go. We'll find
him.
Go ahead, Tonto.
Hold on there. Wait a minute. Let me see that cayuse.
Now, Duchamp.
There's something mighty queer going on. You're trying to keep me from looking at him, but I'm going to. So that's it. Them initials.
Duchamp, it might not be
It's
the...
her horse.
But we saw her back in Sacramento.
It's her horse, I tell you. It's not only them initials. I know it's her horse. Sally Benson's horse. What's happened to her?
There's a cabin up ahead.
You have no right to do this. Untie me. Untie me or
I'll... Oh, what? You're waiting in Sacramento now, lady. Furthermore, this here ain't Duchamp's cabin. That's where you was heading, ain't it?
You stole those furs.
Sure I did. But there's a secret between you and me, savvy.
And he'll take it out of your hide.
Yeah. Well, every Duchamp ain't doing nothing to me on account of he don't even know I got you. was all set to tell him it was me selling this frozen Sacramento, weren't you?
Good thing
I seen your tracks hitting up his trail and took after you.
My horse got away. He'll find my horse.
Horses don't talk, Savvy.
He'll pick up the trail.
I don't reckon he will. Not this trail or that. Hey, Bertie.
Who's there? Reach for the sky.
Relax.
Oh, what's you?
Put up that shooting iron. You certainly keep your ears open. I could have jumped down your throat before you knew there was anyone within miles.
You sell them furs in Sacramento, Lou?
Yeah, Burley. Reckon it's getting too dark for you to see. You got company.
Huh?
Yeah. Two champs girls.
Well, I'll be doggone. First you get his furs, and then you get his girl.
Give me a hand to lift her off his pack horse.
It's a pleasure.
Let me go. If I wasn't tied, I
should... Shut up and get inside.
Where'd you get her?
On the trail, Burley. She was on her way to War Duchamp.
Seen you in Sacramento, huh?
Yeah, twice. The first time, she didn't get a good look at me. But the second time, she seen me when I went back to collect the furs.
Those are Henry's furs, and he'll get that money.
Come on, it's cold out here. Get inside.
What happened to her horse, Wolf?
Run away. I loaded her on the pack horse. Close that door, will you?
So she was fixing to warn Duchamp, huh?
I'll do it, too. He'll find my horse. He'll pick up the trail, and when he does, he'll come straight here.
I told you once before, this is one trail he won't pick at.
You didn't try to hide the trail. Clear all the way.
I didn't have to hide it, Savvy.
I don't understand.
You don't know much about the high Sierras, do you? There's going to be plenty of snow, pronto. It's going to be a regular snorty. He won't follow the trail because there won't be any left.
It's no use going on. This blizzard has covered the trail completely. It's plenty heavy.
Can we get back to your cabin in the dock, Duchamp?
We ain't going back, mister.
Well, there's plenty of timber around. We can build a lean-to and a fire right here.
Me get that. Steady, Scott.
There's one right in my saddlebag, Tonto.
Tonto get it. Me start to talk
free. Don't take it so hard, Duchamp.
Mr. Sally's my girl.
Perhaps in the morning we can pick up the trail.
We gotta find it now.
Don't be local. Not even Tonto can pick up the trail in this blizzard.
I can. I've got to.
Tonto's the best trailer in the West. We'll wait till morning. At least we can see where we're going.
I tell you, we've seen the sign clear before this blizzard come. Some ornery sideliner's got Sally, and I gotta get her back.
Get off that horse.
Let go of me.
Get him off, Silver. Now, Duchamp, you're getting off whether you like it or not.
Mister, I tell you, I can't rest till I find it.
Duchamp, listen to me.
Mister,
it's snowing. Coming down heavier all the time. If you go now, you'll end up in a snowdrift. You'll wander in circles. Don't be a fool.
I tell you... I reckon you're right, mister. I'm sort of local. What's the idea of a...
We'll see what can be done in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
Now, come on. We've got to build a shelter and a roaring fire. Get that axe and come along. All set, Tonto?
Here, first tree.
That's it. Give me that axe. Bring down that other one, Duchamp.
Yeah, I'm getting it last, man.
Soon we have plenty wood, plenty fire.
And the sooner the better. A big roaring fire and we can get some sleep. He'll need it.
Sally. I gotta save Sally. Masked man. Masked man, are you awake? Engine. You sleeping?
Most of them sleeping sound. Oh, what am I gonna do? Still snowing. Still coming down thick and heavy. I can't sleep. I can't do nothing without thinking. I know it's got to, but I gotta help Sally. I got to. Last fella said I'd be plumb local to try to find the trail in the dark. Yeah, I reckon I would. But there ain't nobody could find it. But I can't sleep. Oh, here's my horse. You never can tell, can you, fella? We might be able to find the trail. Maybe. They're sleeping. Oh, darnation, I don't know what to do.
Tonto, wake up.
Huh?
Tonto.
What's wrong, Kemosabe?
Duchamp, Tonto. He's gone.
Huh?
During the night. I should have known better. Look, his horse is gone.
Where'd fella go?
I should have known he wouldn't stay put. He landed out in the middle of that blizzard. plan to pick up the trail.
Not bad.
He may be dead by now, frozen in a snowdrift, or he may be lost, wandering around in circles, falling in the snow.
Blizzard gone now.
We've got to get after him, Kemosabe. You think we can pick up his trail?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe him dead for sure.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. In the middle of the night, and in spite of the blizzard, Duchamp stole away from the Lone Ranger's camp and tried to pick up the outlaw's trail by himself.
Come on, boss. Just you and me. I reckon the masked man was right when he said nobody could follow the trail in the dark. But I can't sleep. I gotta follow them rats and get Sally. I got to.
By early morning, the snow had stopped. But the trapper was hopelessly lost. His horse was gone, and he floundered aimlessly through the drifts. Meanwhile, Wolf and Burley had stepped outside their cabin.
Nobody come to the cabin during the night, Wolf. I reckon it's safe for us to take a look-see around.
We're doing it, ain't we?
Calculate the girl safe in our cabin?
Ted, I couldn't tell. Sure snowed a heap last evening.
Yeah, plenty of snow.
If Duchamp was fool enough to try and find that trail we left, he's most likely going in circles now, if he ain't froze to death.
Oh, plenty far from our cabin now, Wolf. Maybe we ought to head back.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of minutes more and we will. But first, let's... Curly.
Huh?
Look at that.
Footprints. One pair of prints.
Yeah. The fella looks plenty tired, too. Notice how they stagger?
Wolf, them's Duchamp's prints.
You're right. There's the mark of his hobnails plain. He ain't long gone, neither. The track's as clear as a branding iron.
Wolf.
Yeah?
He's alone.
Yeah. Put your rifle around so it's handy. We're going after him.
Wolf, there he is.
Oh, in time, Sally.
I'm wandering around like a local buzzy. Do we get him?
Whatever you say.
Listen to him talking. He's out of his head. Come on. We'll creep up behind him.
I gotta find Sally. Sally!
I'm local.
Yeah.
Keep your gun handy. Hello, Duchamp.
Who's that? Where are you?
Here we are.
Oh, it's you. I thought it was Sally. Sally Benson. You seen her?
Gone snow crazy.
Don't know who you mean, Duchamp.
You're the masked man, ain't you? Masked man in the engine.
You hear that? Now he figures we're two other gents.
I'm looking for Sally. I didn't mean to leave you to camp last night. I couldn't stand her doing something.
Hey, Wolf.
Yeah?
He's heading right for one of our traps.
Yeah.
What'd you say? I can't rightly hear you. Last man?
Nothing, Duchamp, nothing. Just keep walking. Oh. That's right.
Oh, it's cold. Right cold. Last man, you promised to help locate Sally and the robbers.
Do you know who they are?
No. No, I don't know, but Sally must have. Or else she wouldn't have come here from Sacramento.
Not that way, Duchamp. More this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of checking out. I gotta keep moving. I gotta find... Oh,
he stepped right into it.
Trap! I stepped on a trap!
Well, now, ain't that too bad?
Help me out. Can't spread the jaws. My hands are numb. Masked man, help me out. You're the engine. Help me out.
Duchamp, take a good look. I ain't wearing no mask and Bertie ain't no engine. Take a good look.
What do you mean?
A good look, Savvy. I reckon the pain of that trap slapping on your foot has cleared up your brain. Take a good look.
You ain't the masked man.
We're leaving you right here, Duchamp.
That's Burley. It ain't the engine. Burley and Wolf. Wolf, give me a hand. Get me out of here.
I reckon you didn't hear me good. We ain't getting you out.
But this trap...
You're staying in it till you freeze to death.
What are you talking... Oh, I savvy.
Sure. We headed you for it. We wanted you to get caught.
You're the hombres have been robbing my fur.
Correct.
And you're the hombres that... Why, you sneaking coyote. You got Sally. Where is she? You got it.
That there's a wolf trap, Duchamp. Won't do you no good trying to get loose.
I can't open it myself. I'm worn out.
Why don't we shoot him, Wolf?
Yeah, go on, shoot me, shoot me. Don't leave me to freeze to death.
I'd like us to shoot you, won't you, Duchamp? You know a rifle shot would carry plenty far. Far enough maybe for this masked man and his engine part to locate you.
Go on, shoot.
Well, we ain't going to, Savvy. The cold will take care of you soon enough. Come on, Burley. We're heading back to the cabin, getting the horses.
Where is she? Where's Sally?
You got more furs, ain't you, do, champ? You got more furs in your cabin?
We're getting them furs, Wolf.
Sure we are, sure.
You heard me, you spoken sidewinder. Where have you got
Sally? Oh. Come on, Burley.
Yeah, Wolf. Sally! Sally, I gotta find you. I can't get free from this trap. I can't get free.
Tonto! Tonto!
Carl Kimasabi?
This way, over here.
Sam.
Look at this.
And that trail.
New Champ's trail, and it's fresh. Made after the snow stopped. Come along, Tonto. Come on, Silver. Right through the snow.
Come up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. We've got to find New Champ. I'll Silver, hurry! New Champ! New Champ!
Pin cotton trap.
Hold him, Kimasabi. We've got to open these jaws. Now that does it.
Him plenty cold. He rough face with snow.
He needs more than that, Tonto. At least he's still alive. Here, put him up on Silver. Up on your horse.
Where we take him?
New Champ's cabin is too far, Tonto. But you see these other tracks?
Me see them.
Those are the tracks of the men we were trailing last night. They must have a cabin that's closer to New Champ's. And that's where we're going.
Maybe trouble, huh?
We'll handle whatever comes. Those two are dangerous, Tonto, but we'll risk our cabin. We've got to. And we'll deal with them. You notice their footprints? They were here. They saw Duchamp in this trap. They made no attempt to keep him from freezing to death. Men like that need a lesson, and they'll get it.
We go to cabin.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Here, cabin. Where you go?
Take care of Duchamp, Tonto. Rub snow on his face and hands. I'm going into this cabin.
Wait. Maybe bad men in trap. Wait.
I haven't time to be careful, Tonto. I'm going in with both guns. Take care of Duchamp.
All right, you two. Where?
Gone. Cabin's empty.
Who's there?
A woman.
Oh, it's you. Thank heaven you came, masked man.
You're tied up. Who did it?
Wolf and Burley.
They're gone?
Yes, they've gone.
I'll get these ropes off.
No, mister, you gotta save Henry and Duchamp. Wolf and Burley was here. They left Henry caught in a trap. He'll freeze to death. You've got
to... We found him.
You've got... What? What'd you say, masked man?
Duchamp's outside now. Tom is working on him. As soon as he can be brought inside, we'll bring him.
Henry, you got him. Is he all
right? He's alive. We'll know the rest later. There, you're free.
There is he. Let me go to him.
Not now. If we're going to save him, we'll have to work hard, all of us. Get blankets, plenty of hot water. It may take us hours. But before we go after Wolf and Burley, we've got to save Duchamp.
Stop. Stop, that hurts.
Good. You're beginning to get some feeling in your face, Duchamp.
Here, you want this?
And take it. Drink it. Drink it. Well, that's it. You'll be all right now.
Here's another blanket.
I'm feeling all right now. You brought me to... Say, this ain't my cabin.
This is Wolf and Burley's cabin.
We follow trail. We find woman.
Did you catch him? Them skunks left me to freeze. They're the ones stole my furs.
They're not here.
He took the horses and left. They said they was going to your cabin and get the rest of the furs and head for Sacramento.
Why?
Stay where you are.
Let me go, mister. Them ringtail rallies can't do that to me. Let me go, I'll get him.
Get back in that bunk.
No, you sick man.
You're staying here.
But mister, my furs. They'll get to Sacramento and sell them.
The masked man's right. You're sick. You can't travel.
But they got a head start. They'll be gone.
Tonto. Silver and Scout. They're outside.
That's right.
Saddled and ready to go.
All ready, Kimasabi.
Duchamp, you'll stay right here. Miss Benson, you'll take care of them.
I sure will, mister.
Where are you going, masked man?
Tonto and I are going after those fur robbers.
You'll never catch them. My cabin's closer to Sacramento by a couple of miles. They got a plenty of head start.
We'll get them. This way, Tonto.
Me come.
Here, Silver.
Sure wish you luck.
Watch out for the ice on the trail. It's plenty dangerous.
Ice on the trail won't stop us, Duchamp. We're going to get those men. Steady, Silver.
Here, Scout. Trail. That way, Kimasabi.
Stay with me, Tonto. All right, Silver. We're taking the trail for Sacramento.
Get him up, Scout.
Hello, Silver. Hooray!
It sure is a rich bundle of pelts we took from Duchamp's cabin, Burley.
Yeah, ought to bring good cash.
We're down below the snow line now, making better time. Stay on the trail, Cayuse.
You reckon Duchamp's done for?
Plum froze to death. What else?
Well, how soon we hit Sacramento?
Let's yell fired hurry. The only one could tell we stole these here pelts is too, champ, and he ain't moving.
Well, the fur's got his earmark on him.
That don't make no difference, Savvy. But good's the earmark when he ain't around to claim it. What the? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What is
that's the call of the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Look up there in the mountain.
Two horses heading this way.
Yeah. They're still up in the snow and ice plenty far back.
They can't catch us.
You don't know the Lone Ranger. We gotta make tracks. We got a good lead, but I aim to keep it. Get up, horse.
What's the rush?
I tell you, we gotta move. Put your horse. You gotta run for it. Get up there.
Come on, horse. Gaining on us, Wolf!
Shut up and ride!
Hold up,
Wolf! Wolf, it ain't no use. We can't beat him. We gotta fight for it.
Hurley, look up ahead. Coming from Sacramento.
Huh?
The sheriff, ain't it?
Yeah, but what good's
that? Sheriff ain't got no way of knowing that Bass man is a Lone Ranger.
Yeah, you're sure?
No, I ain't certain. But it's a risk we gotta take. The sheriff might think he's an outlaw wearing that mask.
Yeah, you mean he'll help us fight him off?
Yeah, sure.
Shooting!
Ain't no help for Hurley. Get your horse. We can make a stand here behind the trees. Here's your guns.
Pour it on.
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff! Give us a hand!
Outlaw, Sheriff! Shoot him!
What's going on? Get them, Silver Arms, Scout!
Here they come!
Take care of them, Tuttle! I'll get them!
My hand!
Don't touch those guns! Leave them on the ground!
You don't move! What's going on? Masked man, what's the meaning?
You the Sheriff?
I wear a badge, don't I?
Then place these two under arrest. They stole furs from Duchamp the Trapper.
That ain't so, Sheriff. You ain't gonna take a masked man's word for it, are you?
Tonto will make the charge, Sheriff.
Me make charge. The engine, huh? Well, that sort of makes it legal.
All we ask is that you hold them in jail until Duchamp gets here, Sheriff. He'll prove those furs belong to him.
Wolf? Burley? I'll have to hold you for Duchamp.
Sheriff, don't be loco. Duchamp ain't coming.
Sure, Duchamp's dead. He got caught in a wolf trap.
What's that?
Burley, you idiot. Now you tell it.
You heard him, Sheriff. That's the same as admitting they left Duchamp in that trap.
Yeah, but
Duchamp isn't dead. We got him out of that trap in time. And if you'll take charge of these two, we'll bring him here. So he can tell you himself. Will that satisfy you?
Mister, he sure will.
We'll be back. Go on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Sheriff, you're going to keep us in jail for
I got your guns, Wolf. Now you and Burley get on your horses and head straight for jail. I got a feeling that the masked fella knows what he's talking about. Silver, away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.